I don't know what kind of situation you're facing today, but let me just say this to you. You should never let an impossible situation intimidate you. Let it motivate you. Let that impossible situation motivate you to pray more, to believe more, to trust more, to expect more from God, to depend on God. You see, today's impossibility is tomorrow's miracle. You know, you recall the story that when the disciples were in the boat during a terrible storm and they woke up, Jesus, because he was sleeping in the boat, and in the middle of the storm, they asked one of the most profound questions in human existence. Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that we're dying? Don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care that we're in this storm? You probably felt that question. I certainly have. Does God care about my problems? Does God care about my hurts? Does God care about what I'm going through right now? The stress that I'm feeling right this second? The worry, the fear, the anxiety that I'm feeling? Does God even care about that? The answer is yes. And I want you to join me today for Daily Hope as we discover how God meets our deepest needs.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in a series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs with part two of a message called What Kind of Father is God? It's taken from Matthew chapter 6. And now, here's Rick.
Does God care about your house payments? Yes. Does God care about the fact that your kids need new braces on their teeth? Yes. Does God care about the grades you get at school? Yes. Does God care about whether you have a boyfriend or not? Yes. Does God care about your moods? Yes. Does God care about your financial investments? Yes. Does God care about your dreams and hopes and ambitions? Yes. Does he care about whether you were a success or a failure in life? Absolutely. He is a caring father. And you have a heavenly father that cares about all the details of your life. In fact, he knows every detail of your life. The Bible says he knows every hair on your head, knows how many you have. They're numbered. Now, for some of you, that isn't too hard. But I guarantee you, there's not a person in here today that knows how many hairs you have. God knows every hair on your head, and he knows their original color. I mean, you may have all of us fooled, but your hairdresser and God know for sure. He is intimate. God knows the moles on your body that nobody else has ever seen. He knows every intimate detail of your life. Now, look at this next verse. Because of that, the Bible says this. Don't worry saying, what do we eat? Or what do we wear? Your heavenly Father knows you need these things. He says, hey, what are you worrying about? God knows the details of your life. He's going to take care of your needs. Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about where their next meal is going to be? No. Do you want your kids worrying about whether they'll have clothes to wear to school? No. If my kids came to me and said, Dad, I'm worried. And I said, what's your problem? I'm worried that we're not going to have enough to eat. I would consider that a personal failure. It would be an affront to me because it is my job as a dad to take care of my kids' needs. I love them. I care about them, and I have committed to meeting their needs. And if their needs aren't being met, I blame myself. Now, God doesn't want you worrying about your needs either because he's your heavenly Father. He says, I don't want you worrying about whether you're going to have money to eat or clothes to wear. He says, I'm going to take care of your needs because he is a caring Father. He says, don't worry. Whenever you start to worry about anything in life, it is a warning sign that you have started to doubt the love of God. That's what worry is. Worry is doubting that God is in control and that God cares. And you think, oh, I better worry about this because God can't handle this one, or God's not caring enough about this one. I should care about this. I'm going to have to work this out because God doesn't care. Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. Every time you are worrying, you are doubting that God really cares about the details of your life. One time a guy came to me and he's all stressed out and going through, you know, attacks, panic attacks, and felt nervous and pressured and fatigued. And he was telling me about all the things he was worried about. And he finally said, you know, I guess what my problem is, Pastor Rick, is I just don't love God enough. I guess that's my problem. I said, buddy, you missed the point entirely. Your problem is not that you don't love God enough. Your problem is you don't realize how much He loves you. That's why you worry. That's why you get stressed. That's why you get tense and nervous. You don't realize how much He loves you, how much He cares for you, how much He's committed to take care of your needs if you will trust Him. And because you don't realize how much He loves you, that's why you're all stressed out. You need to understand that God is a caring Father.
The second thing that the Bible tells us about God is that God is a consistent Father. You can count on Him every time. He never lets you down. He is always dependable. He is entirely consistent in who He is. God is worthy of our trust. Would you read with me this verse from the book of James in the New Testament about God's consistency? Every good and perfect gift is from the Father, who does not change like shifting shadows. Now, the truth is, earthly fathers are unpredictable. Some of them are incredibly unpredictable and fickle. I know some teenagers who feel like, I never know what to expect with my dad. I mean, it just changes so much from one day to the other. It depends entirely on the mood that he's in. One day he's silent, and the next day he's violent. One day he's a good guy, the next day he's a tough guy. And I just don't know what to expect. And the truth is, inconsistent fathers produce insecure kids. So where do you find the security in an inconsistent world? God is a consistent Father. God is not moody. God never has a bad day. Now that's good news for us. What if God woke up and said, I feel a little grouchy today. Who can I zap today out there? What kind of a world would that be? The good news is God is always consistent. And the great news is His consistency and dependability don't depend on my consistency and dependability. Look at this verse in your outline from the book of 2 Timothy. Now get this. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful. For He cannot disown Himself. I am so glad that even on the days when I'm down, God is still up. Even on the days when I'm struggling, God is still victorious. He is always consistent. The fact is, the world around us is changing at an incredible rate. And we all have to deal with that in a daily way. And because of that, we all need what Alvin Toffler called islands of stability in this world of change. While everything around us might be changing, there's one thing that you can absolutely count on. God always acts the same way towards you. He always acts in love. He always acts with forgiveness. He always acts with grace. He always offers you His power. He doesn't change. He is always caring. And He is always consistent. That's what God is like. That's what the real God is like. God is a different kind of Father. He is a Father who cares. And He is a Father who is consistent.
Not only that, your Heavenly Father is a Father that is close. That means He's available all the time. He's there when you need Him. He's not distant. He's not far off. He's available. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 17, verse 27, the verse on the back of your outline, God did this so that people would reach out for Him and find Him, since He is not far from each of us. God wants you to find Him. God wants you to know Him. God wants you to have a relationship with Him. So He is not far off. He is a close Father. Many of you grew up with absentee fathers. Your father was never around. He was never home. Maybe he was always off on some important trip. Maybe he was always off with a business deal. Maybe he was just hanging out with the guys. But he was never around when you were growing up. And when he was at home, he was distant and aloof, hiding behind the newspaper. And really, for some of you, your father was a non-entity. He just did not make that big of an impact. This week I read a new study in the latest Time magazine about the impact of absentee parents and what that's having on the effect it's having on children today. The President's Council of Economic Advisors recently did a study, and they quantified what plenty of folks have observed anecdotally, and it's that the rise in two-earner income families, as well as the rise in single-parent families, has resulted in the fact that parents now spend an average of 22 fewer hours with their children each week than they did in 1969. Let me say that again. Today's parents spend on average 22 hours a week less time with their children than they did 30 years ago. That's almost a full day per week in lost parental attention. And we wonder why kids are shooting each other on the campuses of our nation. We have decided that money is more important than our kids. We have decided that a certain standard of living is more important than time with our kids. You say, well, we got to make ends meet, then lower the ends. Don't make the kids pay for a lifestyle you can't afford. Because kids growing up with absentee parents have a hard time getting to know God, for one thing. God, our Heavenly Father, is a close Father. He is not detached. He is not aloof. And that's why you can get to know Him. Let me give you three good news truths about God. Number one, God is never too busy for me. Your parents may be too busy for you. You may be too busy for your kids. But God is never too busy for you. When you pray, God does not say, not now, son. When you come and talk to God about something, you say, honey, can we do this a little bit later? Mommy's busy right now. Some other time. Mommy's got to finish this. Daddy's got to go to work. We'll see you later. Now, God is never too busy for you. He never turns away. He's with you every single day. It's interesting. I read this article this week in Newsweek about Nathan Meyervold. Do you know who he is? Nathan Meyervold is the chief technology officer for Microsoft. He's worth well over $250 million, and if he'd stayed with the organization, he'd be worth more than that. He is, quote, Bill Gates' favorite geek, end quote. However, last week, Meyervold shocked the entire industry when at 39 years old, he announced that he was taking a year-long sabbatical to make time for his family. He said, quote, I've just been too busy for my family. Too busy for my family. And so he's walking away as the chief technology officer of Microsoft to go spend time with his twins who are 10-year-old boys. That is unheard of in our society today. Where are the people who have those kind of values, who say, I want to be close to my kids rather than make another dollar? You're only going to have your kids for a certain season of time, likely an 18-year window, and then they're gone. Then you've got the rest of your life. So what are you going to do?
That's Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called What Kind of Father is God? From the series How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. Rick's going to be right back, so please stay tuned. Pastor Rick has served the church locally, nationally, and internationally for more than 30 years. He's the author of many books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've been helped through Rick's ministry, he would love to hear your story. So please connect with us at the Daily Hope website at rickwarren.org or call us 1-800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or call us 1-800-600-5004. There's more Daily Hope with Rick Warren in just a moment.
How do you cope with stress, failure, depression, worry? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren goes to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges using the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Each of these studies offers simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, family, and work. To get your copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, for a gift of any amount in support of this ministry, go to rickwarren.org.
Once again, Rick Warren.
You're only going to have your kids for a certain season of time, likely an 18-year window, and then they're gone. Then you've got the rest of your life. So what are you going to do? You need to make time for them. Why? God is a model. He is not too busy for you. He's never too busy. You can come to Him anytime. Number two, God loves to meet my needs because He's a close Father. Matthew 7, verse 11 says this, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Now get this. God says, if you being an imperfect parent love to give good gifts to your kids, what do you think a perfect parent like your Heavenly Father wants to do? I mean, I am selfish a lot of the times. I'm self-centered. I think of my needs. But I still, as a parent, love to give to my kids. I love to meet their needs. I really do. And if I, with my own mixed motives, love to do that, how much more does God want to meet your needs? He is the perfect Father. And He's waiting to meet your needs. And for the past 10 weeks, we have seen how every one of your 10 deepest needs can be met in God. And God has even given Himself a name that corresponds to those needs. We saw that verse in Philippians 4:19. It says, "My God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory with Christ Jesus." Number three, we know that He is sympathetic to my hurts. He's never too busy. He loves to meet my needs, and He's sympathetic to my hurts. When I come to God with my pain, God doesn't say, "Oh, come on, get over it. You know, put a smile on your face. That's just an easy little thing. Just get a Band-Aid." If you've had a tough week, God understands. Look at this verse. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit." I have no doubt that in a crowd this size here today, somebody's got a broken heart. Somebody had their heart broken this week. Some of you feel crushed in spirit. What do? Turn to God. He is sympathetic to your hurt. He loves to meet your needs, and He's never too busy for you. He wants to help you out. He's your Heavenly Father. Did you know that the word that Jesus used for Father in Aramaic is the word Abba, A-B-B-A, Abba. Now, Abba is not a Swedish rock group. If you laughed at that, you just told me your age. Because no baby buster would ever laugh at that joke. Abba is the first word that every Middle Eastern child learns. It means daddy, papa, mama, dada, Abba. It's the very first word a baby learns in the Middle East. If you've ever been to Israel, like I have, or any Middle Eastern country, little Arab kids run around all the time going, "Abba, Abba, Abba." It means daddy. It is the ultimate term of endearment, of closeness, of family. There's no barrier between a little baby and a father. It's just Abba, daddy. You know, my three kids are now teenagers. My oldest, Amy, is going to turn 20 this year. But even still today, nothing is sweeter to my ears than when I open the door to my home, I walk in, and my three kids will say, "It's daddy." Now, folks, that still turns my crank. I mean, I still get excited when my kids go, "It's daddy." It's a term of endearment. You know, if I were to walk in the door to my house and my kids were to come up to me and say, "Oh, thou most holy procreator of the Warren family, thou who so sovereignly bestows our allowance upon us, we beseech thee for a bountiful blessing of cash that we may goeth to the movies." I'd be going, "Huh? Hello?" You know, "Yeah, baby." You know, I'm going, "What? What are you saying?" You know, God doesn't want you to talk to Him like that. You know what I like? I like my kids to come out, "Hi, Dad. Give me a kiss on the cheek. Can I borrow the keys of the car? Love you. Gotta go." You know, I'd rather have that than this ritualistic talk. God says, when you come and talk to Him, you're to say, "Daddy, Papa, Abba." Now, my guess is most of you in this room do not have that kind of intimate relationship with God. You would feel very uncomfortable calling God Papa, Dada. But that's the way God wants you to have a relationship with Him. He wants you to have such an intimate, close relationship that you're just cuddled up in His arms and say, "Dad, here's my problem. Dad, here's my problem. Dad, here's my hurt. Here's my need. Here's what happened this week. You know what I'm thinking, Father." And you just share to Him in a heart-to-heart basis with no fluff, no ritual, no these and thous, just daughter to daddy and son to daddy and personal explanation. Why? Because God is a close Father. But not only that, He's caring, He's consistent, He's close. And number four, the Bible says God is a competent Father. He's competent. He can handle any problem you give Him.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with Daily Hope. In a moment, Rick will share a closing thought, but first, I'd love to tell you about the Daily Hope website, rickwarren.org. When you log on there, you can get today's entire message, get message notes, social media links, sign up for Rick's great Daily Hope devotional. Log on right now, rickwarren.org. Also, we don't have to tell you that life is filled with tough situations, stress, crisis, discouragement, depression, failure. And the Bible offers time-tested answers to life's difficult questions, taking you inside the lives of biblical characters such as Moses, Paul, and Jesus himself. Pastor Rick has written a book called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. In it, he shares their stories and gives you concrete, easy-to-understand insights that you can put to work immediately in your own life. Now, today, we want to send you this special hardback book to thank you for your gift of any amount to support this Daily Hope broadcast. God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions gives you the keys to a better life. Change? Probably not going to come overnight, but with patience and prayer, you will see a difference, and in that process, you'll be encouraged that God can and will help you attain the purpose and significance for which you were created. Please give us a call to request your copy of God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. 1-800-600-5004. That number once again, 800-600-5004. And now, Rick Warren with a closing thought.
The Bible says that God is a caring Father. He's compassionate, He's loving, He's gracious, and He cares about you. You know what I love about Jesus is that when He spoke the word Father in the Bible, He uses the Aramaic word Abba. Abba is one of the first words that every Middle Eastern child learns because it means daddy. In fact, it sounds like that, Abba. Papa, Dada, Abba. It's the ultimate term of endearment, of closeness in a family. So what do we know about our Heavenly Father? The Bible says we're to call Him Abba, Daddy. Let me say three things about that. First, God is never too busy for you because He cares. When you pray, God doesn't say, excuse me, not now, I'm too busy, I'll see you later, can you hold off, can you wait a while? God never turns His children away. He's always attentive and He's always listening. He's our Abba. Second, God loves to meet your needs because He's a close Father. He's not just caring, He's close, He's intimate, He's there. He's not a distant dad like maybe you grew up with. The Bible says, you guys know how to give good gifts to your children, and you're imperfect. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Even imperfect dads, imperfect moms, love to give gifts to their kids. How much more does a Heavenly Father who's perfect, who's caring, and who's close want to meet your needs? Third, God is sympathetic to your hurts. He's never too busy. He loves to meet your needs, and He's sympathetic. And when you come to Him in pain, He doesn't say, oh, come on, get over it. Put a smile on your face. Buck up. Try to be a little bit better. Can't you handle that? God is not a drill sergeant. God is a caring, a close, a consistent, a compassionate Father. He doesn't say, go get a Band-Aid. No, if you've had a tough week, God wraps you in His arms. He brings you into His presence. In fact, the Bible says it like this. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Did you know that the word broken heart actually comes from the Bible? The whole idea of a broken heart came out of the Bible. And the Bible says in this verse, God is close to the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Does that describe you today? You may feel crushed in spirit. What do you need to do? You need to turn to your Heavenly Father, your Abba, who is caring and close and compassionate and consistent. He's never too busy for you, and He wants to help you out because He is your Abba. I'm Rick, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and listeners like you.